I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Biggest names in the business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT. And I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself. The kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. Our friend Cody Decker stomps by in 20 minutes. His bets and his analysis for the divisional round of the Major League Baseball playoffs. Femi and I will give you our bets for the divisional round of the Major League Baseball playoffs, and we'll be joined by the crew of the show, and we'll find out who will win Nick Kostos' money this week on our crew. Next hour is the Power Hour. The Power Hour is the final hour. And on Fridays, the Power Hour devoted to our bets for the football weekend, college, and the NFL. And we will take your submissions, you, our listeners and viewers, on YouTube and Twitch. Type it in the chats. Your best bet for the football weekend. We'll put them on the screen. Mike Brown will shout you out in visual fashion and audio fashion, courtesy of the great Bill Zimmerman. He'll come on and read some of these at the end of the show. So put them in the YouTube chat, in the Twitch chat. Your best bet for the football weekend. Could be college, could be the NFL, could be a side, could be a total, could be a prop. We will feature them on the show as we move along. Femi will join me in a few moments, and we'll talk about Thursday Night Football and how we're going to spin it forward. Just want to give my opinion on the Los Angeles Rams and their loss in this game last night. So I think there are a couple ways you could look at the LA Rams, who are now 3-2 following last night's shock defeat against the Niners. One way would be to say, okay, they're 3-2, could easily be 5-0. Absolutely should have won last night against the Niners, duh. And that's not even sour grapes for me, who like lost in Survivor on the Rams. Like, you watch the game, like, yes, you can credit San Francisco, but you can also acknowledge that the Rams should have won the game. I'm not saying they should have covered the spread, but should they have won the game? Like, if you're going to be honest with yourself, the answer is yes. And then the week three loss against Philadelphia, leading 26-7. Should the Rams have won that game? Like, yeah, like they should have won. You can make a case the Rams should be 5-0. And if they were 5-0, it would mean that the Eagles would have lost. And the Rams would be the only unbeaten team remaining in the National Football Conference. So that's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it would be that when it gets to these big moments in these big games, sometimes this is what you get from a Sean McVay coach team. And I don't want to turn this into a McVay bash session in the same way that, like, we can do this with Kyle Shanahan. Sean McVay is a terrific, terrific head coach. One of the great offensive minds, like Shanahan, it's the same thing, basically. One of the great offensive minds and play callers in the history of football. Like, they're both super. They're both, like, we'll see if Shanahan can win a Super Bowl. I actually hope he does at some point, because he deserves it, seriously. They're Hall of Fame level coaches. They're both magnificent. But you have these moments with both of them, and with McVay sometimes at the ends of these games, where it's like, what are you thinking with these decisions that he's making? And I think the difference between McVay and Shanahan, and where I actually think you can, even though McVay beat him in the biggest game that they played against each other in the NFC title game, Shanahan will sometimes make bad decisions. He doesn't really go on tilt. Now, if you're a gambler, and I'm guessing you are to some degree, you the listener, you the viewer, we've all had these moments, whether you're betting on sports on an NFL Sunday or the opening Friday of the NCAA tournament, or you're at the casino and you're playing blackjack or roulette or crap, you're playing whatever it is, where you lose in some sort of insane fashion, right? And you go on tilt. It's something that we joke about, right? Like, we go, like, you go on tilt when you, but, like, it's a real thing when you go on tilt. And it doesn't just have to be with betting. This could just be in life in general, where something happens in your personal life and you go on tilt. Like, I wake up a half hour later than I should have, and my wife gets pissed at me because I wasn't around to help, even though I do 15 other things that are great. Maybe that's something that actually happened. When things like that happen, you go on tilt. Like, there are so many examples, right? Think about it in your personal life. Like, you're driving, like, someone rear-ends you in your car. You could go on tilt for the rest of the day. Like, back in the day, I played the PlayStation 1 video game Xenogears for 50 hours and my memory card didn't save and got wiped out. I was on tilt for 2 weeks. Like, things happen that send you on tilt. Sean McVay absolutely goes on tilt and makes decisions because he's tilted. We've seen it over the years. We saw it in last night's game. Aaron Boone goes on tilt. Like, Boone left Carlos Rodon in for too long in game two because he pulled Max Fried too early in game one. A million examples of it in life and in sports. Sean McVay goes on tilt, and he makes bad decisions. That's the first thing with the Rams. The second thing would be, the pass rush is great. Jared Verse is awesome. Young's awesome. Turner's awesome. Fisk is awesome. They don't get home. This defense is bad. The linebackers all stink. Like, and they don't care about the position. And you cannot care about the position. That's fine. As long as your pass rush is getting home. And the secondary is also no good. And I think the defensive coordinator might be clueless. So, like, do I think the Rams can win the NFC West? Of course. I just spent time telling you why I don't like the Niners to win the division. And Matthew Stafford, like, is his back a ticking time bomb? It feels like it. I'm going to say something, and it's going to sound dramatic. I think it might be true. Is Matthew Stafford playing the best football of his career right now? Like, he was on frickin' fire last night. He was unreal. And I used to, just as an aside, even after he won the Super Bowl, I was kind of like, eh.
Like, you open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Obviously a great player. Is he in the Hall of Fame? Or is he in the Hall of Very Good? At that time, I feel like you could have, there was a conversation. I mean, Matthew Stafford's a Hall of Famer. Like I was a Stafford detractor for years. I think Matthew Stafford's a Hall of Famer. He's playing playing out of his mind incredible football. But when you have a coach, and again, I think he's great, but sometimes in these moments, he completely melts down and he goes on tilt. And you have a bad defense. Could they go 11-6? Of course. 12-5? Good. Could win the division? No doubt. Win a playoff game? Why not? Are they winning 3 playoff games to get to the Super Bowl with this defense? They could. Would you bet on it? You better you bet on this Friday. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, the crew, and you. Femi, I ask you, the Los Angeles Rams, can they win 3 playoff games? And any of your betting thoughts, my friend, from last night?
Yes, they can. They can win 3 playoff games. And if we get there and everyone's healthy, yeah, that is something that I would be interested in betting. Like, we've seen these guys do it. Now, that was obviously with Aaron Donald and Von Miller and Cooper Kupp and a different version of this Rams team. But like with Puka Nacua, who, like, I mean, he might be the best receiver in the league right now based on how he's been playing. I think they can get it done because I think the head coach, while you can criticize him, and I have some of those same criticisms as we all saw last night and how that game unfolded with his eyes popping out of his head, looking kind of crazy at certain points. Like, he's still a Super Bowl winner, and Stafford is still a Super Bowl winner. So I do believe they can get it done. As for me,
would you bet on it?
Yeah, I would. If we get there and like they're not the favorite and the price is right, I will definitely bet it. Yeah. I mean, I bet them against Philadelphia last January, 13 yards away from pulling that one off. I'm not scared. You know, I can trust those guys. Like that's last night, notwithstanding. But I can trust those guys to actually get it done.
I gotta tell you, man, this is like, how much copium you inhale before this? They just killed our Survivor entry. Yeah, like I think Stafford's awesome, and I think McVay's like a Hall of Fame level coach, but I worry. With these late game decisions that he makes, I think this defense is no good. Last night was a disgrace from Chris Shula.
Yes, Shula was horrendous. But if we're ranking the head coach quarterback combinations, outside of Sirianni Hurts, who are you taking above Stafford and McVay?
Honestly, and maybe like if it were just those, maybe you take them and they would be number one.
But yeah, like you're not taking anyone else. Even Shanahan Purdy, who've been to a Super Bowl, and Shanahan's been to multiple Super Bowls.
You take McVay Stafford. I agree with that. Yeah. I have big time issues with this defense and the back end specifically.
Yeah.
Where if the pass rush doesn't get home, they're toast.
I don't know what the hell they were doing last night. Because like when they actually, in the few moments where they did try to like challenge the receivers, the pass rush started to get home and like they were in Mac Jones's face and things were working. But who knows? Chris Shula was on a different program, not the winning program, because we all saw what happened. But for me, I think the Rams are going to win this division. And last night, I think, confirmed that for me. Like it's plus 240 right now at BetMGM. I know like you kind of like the dual bet of Rams and Seahawks. I don't need the Seahawks. Throw them out. Whatever. Don't need them. Although I do like them this week. Like I think the Rams take care of business and win it. Because like this offense, as long as Stafford stays healthy, and he looks phenomenal. The spin move to throw the ball to two, like that doesn't look like a guy who's hampered by a back injury.
He was, I think these guys are going to win. I can't believe we lost. He was like, and I felt like as long as we were within one possession, totally. I felt like if we were within one possession and like we had a chance with Stafford, I felt like at the very least we were going to keep tying the game.
Yep.
If not win.
100%.
I can't believe it. He was so good last night.
It's disgusting. It's actually disgusting the fact that we lost that game.
Yes.
And it's a shame, like, yeah, like to waste that kind of a performance in a game where they had a chance to get fat against a wounded warrior in the 49ers. Like that is a very, very tough loss for the Rams. But I do think they'll be able to bounce back and get it done and be able to win this division, because the Niners now, and we haven't even talked about this on the show together yet, Kyle Shanahan's saying that this is a multi-week injury once again for Brock Purdy. He aggravated the toe against Jacksonville. So, like Mac Jones, I don't think you're going to be getting this every week. It might look closer to what we saw against New Orleans or what we saw against the Arizona Cardinals, which that game, like everyone says, oh, quarterback controversy. Go turn on that tape against the Cardinals, and you'll stop asking if there's a quarterback controversy between Mac Jones and Brock Purdy. So I think that the Niners, albeit a phenomenal performance last night, and you got to give them full credit, and they showed you what they are made of in terms of their culture, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think that's sustainable. And I think the Rams will be able to pass them, even though the division record looks like what it looks right now. I think the Rams pass them, and at plus 240, it is a bet today for me for the Rams to win the NFC West. There was a little bit of, and we can talk about this too.
And by the way, next week, probably facing the Ravens without Lamar Jackson, you would think they would win that game.
That's another opportunity against a wounded team. Don't blow this one, all right?
Wait, hold on. So we need to bring this up. So the question that needs to be asked is, what year is this? Did we have the same exact conversation? I don't know if it was like at this moment, like at this point in the calendar. Like, Jake,
they were 1-4
at
this time last year.
Because you know what? Last year, Femi on these airwaves gave out the price was like plus 900 at points for the Rams to win the NFC West. And the Ramley got home for us. So this isn't quite that plus 240 right now. But Femi, will you sing our version of We Are Family?
We are Ramley. I got Matthew Stafford with me. We are Ramley. Get a Puka Nacua and sing.
Yeah, I'm in, baby.
Yeah,
Jake wants you to in the Femi's Island voice. By the way, I said it at the start of the show. It actually, so I listen. Go I like the bet also.
No.
I had Parkinson anytime touchdown and like the ball went through his hands.
He got targeted. He had an opportunity.
Okay, we need to
one of those nights.
And we have a we'll pay off Femi's Island both today and Monday when Femi will return to give the first touchdown scores. Dude, this is some kind of heater you're on. With the Jake Tonjes touchdown. Four straight Island game first touchdown scores is ridiculous.
Last night, I just was just smiling and no words were coming out of my mouth. I was just like, wow. Wide open in the end zone. Wide open. Mac Jones to Tonjes. It's incredible. It's lightning in a bottle. We're going to keep the thing rolling, or hope to keep it rolling at least for Chiefs Jaguars on Monday night. But yeah, this is... And it pays for the season. That's the fun part. You got all this money, and it pays for the season. And yeah, you get to have fun every single primetime game with these first TD score bets, and it's a great sweat. But it was fun to celebrate that. And once again, shout out to everybody who said all the kind words on Twitter and everything like that. Really do appreciate that. And let's keep winning some money together, baby, because 20-1s, 30-1s, let's roll them in. They're absolutely phenomenal.
My favorite part of this recently has been all like the white tight ends that you've been picking. So, like, when Barner caught the one last Thursday, I was like, is that Barner or Arroyo? And then the Tonjes touchdown. Like, is that Luke Farrell or is that Tonjes? So I actually don't know who it is for a second, which is great. On the other side, our friend Cody Decker joins us. His bets and analysis for the divisional round of the Major League Baseball playoffs.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.